It's so much easier to read a book about creating habits than it is to actually create a habit. Welcome, welcome to Champion Reads, the online book club where we delve into the best-selling and top books on business, personal productivity, and talk about how they apply to our lives rather than just rehash what the book says. Let's get into practical applications. Champion Reads is sponsored by Champion Circle, a different kind of networking group built on performance and accelerating our lives and our business. You can find out more about us at www.mychampioncircle.com. We are produced by the awesome Mr. William Blake, dyslexic and empowerment coach, myself, Ian Sturmer, and our wonderful executive producer and all-knowing John Kovach Jr. Welcome. Today we are discussing Atomic Habits by James Clear. Is it building big changes through small changes? I forgot the tagline in the book. Atomic Habits, small changes, small habits we can create. There are tiny changes, remarkable results. What are little things we can do that are going to have a big impact on our lives? And most importantly, how can we do those little things? How can we create those little habits that are going to help us succeed in life? So today, that's going to be our focus, the nitty-gritty, the practical, how can we do this? So we came up with some ideas, and I'm going to jump into the first of those things, which is to create a habit. Let's try and remove the obstacles to that habit. So an example of that, let's say I want to write in a journal every night, but I come home from work and I also want to sit in my chair and watch TV, which is a very compelling argument to do in and of itself. So how do I convince myself or get in that habit of writing in the journal instead of just sitting down and watching TV or writing before I watch TV? And part of that is, let's make watching TV more difficult. If I take the batteries out of my remote control, I know that I'm way too lazy to actually get up and find the button to turn the TV on. Or nowadays, I can't even get to my streaming services without the remote. So if I can add an obstacle of the easy path that's going to stop and make me say, oh, I was supposed to write in my journal before I sit down to watch TV. So I'm going to kind of put Willie on the spot now and ask you, what are your ideas? What are some obstacles that we can do to create to remind us of those habits until it becomes a habit?
Yeah. Actually, going off your example, I had this thought that if you want a bad habit to get knocked out of your path, make it more difficult, right? Just like you said, if you want a good one, make it easier to do. And so on both sides, when I thought of the bad habit of watching TV instead of writing in the journal, which, you know, TV doesn't have to be a bad habit. It's just, you know, how you take it, but it definitely can absorb time from more important things. And so an idea that came into my head was having your journal actually next to the TV, like just having it sit on the coffee table or just right there next to the remote to where you can easily grab it. Or what you could do is you can have your remote sit on the TV stand and then have your journal on top of it. So every time you go for the remote, you have to touch your journal. Yeah. And so, and then, you know, then it makes it easier being, okay, I can journal for 5 minutes and then I can watch TV, kind of get that reward system going in there. Another way is I've been trying to brush my teeth more. And so what I do to make it easier for myself is whenever I go to the bathroom in the morning or the evening, I'll just grab my toothbrush and stick it in my mouth. And after I use the bathroom, the toothbrush is in my mouth and it's just like, I'm just going to brush my teeth anyways. It's already in there. And I brush my teeth every time. So, you know, there's the thing of like the habit stacking of things you're already doing, but also a really keen thing of simply making it easier for the good and more difficult for the bad.
Yep. I love that. And that really throws the two sides of it. What can we do to make our distractions more difficult and make the habit we're trying to create easier? You know, if I put a journal on top of the remote and the battery is somewhere else, it's going to remind me every time. You know, if my toothbrush is sitting in the way of the handle of the sink, so I can't turn the sink on without literally picking up my toothbrush, then I know I get to the point where I think, well, I may as well now. I mean, I've done this much work.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah. Just an example reminded me of. So my daughter, when she was just moving out of the house, she was kind of living on her own. Okay, this is kind of a long, bad example. Bear with me here. We still had a tracker app on her phone because it was a safety thing. If she ever was stuck in the road or something, we'd be able to find where she was. It wasn't that we were following her everywhere.
Sure.
Yeah. we'll move on from that part. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But she went through a little phase where she didn't really want to go to church. Now, in hindsight, I mean, that's like the vice I'm most grateful is that there couldn't be much less thing to worry about with everything she could be doing. But she knew that we had this app. So Sunday morning, she got in her car and she drove to the street right next to the church and parked there and sat there for an hour until church was over and then drove back to her apartment. And she told me about this and she said, you know, I did that once. And then the second week I went there and I thought, I'm right here. What's the sense in going through all of this work and still avoiding it? I may as well just go to church. And these obstacles and making it easier is kind of the same idea. If we're going to go through all this work to put the toothbrush in our mouth or go find the batteries for the remote, I may as well actually do the thing I'm trying to do anyways. Because I'm lazy. I'll get it out there. I'm really lazy. And that's why I love habits, because a habit is something I don't have to think about doing. It's no longer work if it's my habit. It's just done and it's easier. So if I can make a little bit of work, or if I can get out of a little bit of work in order to do the habit, it's more enticing to me to get into that first. Anything I can do out of work, I'm going to try and do that.
Yeah, for sure. Your example also reminded me, and I'm sure many people can relate to this, back when they were kids and their parents wanted them to go out and go to the bathtub and take a bath or go and take a shower. I remember vividly, I would go into the bathroom. I would purposely either sit on the toilet or stand on something because I didn't want my parents to look under the door and see my feet. And I would just stand there for like 10 minutes, just, you know, letting the water run or just letting the bath water get colder. Yeah. And I did it several times to where I got quite good at it. And then that exact thought that your daughter had came to me. It's like, I am already in here. using the time to pretend that I'm doing something. Why do I not just do it? And so then I started taking showers and started taking baths. Go preteen years. I guess
Thank
thank
you for that, by the way. We appreciate you having showers and baths.
That hits my heart, and I very much appreciate you saying that. Another thing I wanted to say is if I could change your mindset a little bit, Ian, is that I don't think that you're lazy. I think that our brains are programmed to be lazy. They're programmed to be comfortable. And so it's not us, it's our minds, and that's kind of the designs that they are for. And so that's where we use our willpower to be able to create habits and such. Because our brains are great at doing the things that we've been most consistent with. Like David Goggins, I'm sure that his mind in his comfort zone is going out and running at like 3 in the morning, when no one else is out there, getting a sweat, making videos and such, where that is absolutely uncomfortable for me. I want to be laying in bed and sleeping. But at the same time, I also know that I am very disciplined when it comes to writing or when it comes to taking care of my kids, because I've gotten into that habit and that repetition and consistency of taking care of them. So my mind is like, okay, you're creating these patterns, and now these patterns, I can set myself on autopilot now to then make it comfortable. So I don't think you're lazy. I just think that our brain is lazy and wants to remain comfortable, and it wants to do that in the best way possible, which is from the consistent things that we do every day.
Well, I like that. I'm going to go tell my wife I'm actually not lazy. We'll see what she says. But yeah, what you're
Prayers
saying,
go out to you.
yeah, thank you. I was kind of thinking about that. There's our mind is so full of things right now. I guess I'm pretty full of it sometimes too, but my brain is full of all sorts of things. I got thinking a while ago that, I probably know more fictional TV characters. Actually, I'm sure I know more fictional TV characters than my great grandfather knew real people in his life. I think most people can name more America's Got Talent contestants than our great grandparents met people in their whole life. We're just overloaded with information. We sat down for this book club and we had a hard time narrowing down books because we've got so many books we've read and know about or heard about or want to read. There's I don't know how many Star Trek episodes that I watch over and over again that I are wonderful or I don't need to. But our brain is so full of this information. Some is things we need to do, some's just floating out there. So if we can create a habit to not have to remember another thing, not have to focus on another thing, not have to say, did I do this? Did I do this? I looked at my to-do list and it's 30 things long, and 10 of those are things that would be gone if I created the right habits for it. So again, if I can take efforts, thought, concentration away from myself, so I can focus it better by creating these habits. And you kind of mentioned that the first two easy ways is make the habit easier and make the distraction harder. And I was going to pull out one of my things here. Early Christmas gift to myself was a, I'll see if it works, a Kindle Scribe.
Ooh, I like it.
So I can read my books. I put a template on there that's a day planner, so I can write down my, physically write down my appointments and to-do lists and everything. But when I open this up to see what I'm going to do for today, there's no game on this phone or on this Kindle. There's no web browser to go check and not that I look at the sports scores or the weather or whatever. There's no distraction to look at those things. It's a distraction-free environment that I can write notes and I can read books and that's it. And it's nice not to have those distractions, to have that way to focus on it. And hopefully I'll get in a better habit of really checking my calendar. So,
yeah, that's a good thing. I've been bad at it the last several months, but I made a commitment back when I was 21 to not ever have games on my phone. And so ever since then, except the last couple months for an extended reason, I have not had a game on my phone. And so my kids would go onto my phone, and then my little cousins would look on my phone for a game, and they're like, "Willie, where are all your games on your phone?" And I'm like, "I don't have games on my phone." Then they throw the phone back to me and say, "You're boring," and then run off and play with something else. And so it's funny that way, because over that 5 year span of me doing that, I realized that exact same thing, is that when there's no temptation, when there's no distraction on the device or thing that you're using, it's so much easier to use it for its intended purpose, or I guess the intended purpose that we put to it.
So you actually talk on your phone? Seems like nobody talks on their phone anymore.
You know, I'm not going to lie. When people, I rarely answer calls these days, but I do talk on my phone still.
Okay. Well, let me just point out to show how good I am. When I was 21, I had no games on my phone. Of course, they didn't have cell phones or Android or iOS back then, so there were no games on phones. I had to actually spin the rotary dial around to call somebody.
Yes.
I guess we had prank calling back then, which might count as a game for phones, but I never did that, of course.
No, yeah, sure. Yeah. Me neither. Yep.
But speaking of phones, that's a great segue to one of the next thoughts as we were talking about this before. Phone apps to track your habits. So I did a quick search of the Android Play Store, and I didn't count very much, but there's, I don't know, 70,000 apps for habit tracking. Maybe not that many. I counted at least 20 as I scrolled through it, that are apps that are set up to help you track your habits. And I'm going to say tracking a habit is probably the first step in really creating a good habit, is to reinforce in your mind, one, remind you to do it, and two, give you that little endorphin when you get to check the little box saying, "Yes, I did it today." So I don't know if you have anything more to add to the idea of phone apps.
Two apps come to mind. We are sponsored today by two apps come to mind. The first one is, well, the first idea is, when it comes to phone apps, there are so many out there that can help you track whatever you need to, right? The physical app is not going to be the same as one that works on your spirituality or the one that works on your social, unless it's like a generalized app, right? So like for me, I use the LifeSum app, which I'm trying to remember, it's a health app. You get to put down your food, you get to see your macros, you get to see how much water you take, you weigh yourself, all that stuff. So I do that, and I've been consistent with that for, I think I'm at 105 days now, and it's been really cool just to see thank you. Yeah, 105 days. That's crazy for me. That's my longest streak so far. It's amazing to see like the path that I've gone through over those last 100 plus days. And so that's one app. Another one that's more generalized that can be for habits is, if anyone is interested in like a game format of habit tracking, there's this app called Habitica. And you basically get to be your own little character, and you can you write down the habits you want. You have your daily actions, And every time you do it, you get experience points. And every time you don't, you lose health. And so you get, every time you level up, you get new items and stuff. And I think right now I'm just like this awesome buff Sterling Knight riding astride his purple dragon, right? That's just me. But
I can see you doing that.
Yeah. Me too. And it's just a cool thing for those people who are more on the gaming side to have that their own little avatars kind of that way. So there are so many apps out there, and Ian, I'm sure you have some ideas as well on some, but it comes back to the thing of you got to be consistent with it, right? The more you're consistent with it, the more likely the habit is to stay. And as we're hitting New Year's, it's a good thing to keep on the top of your mind. Ian, do you have any apps or anything you want to add to that?
Well, I was going to go back to the old-fashioned app before we called them an app, and that's my calendar, my daily planner.
Oh, there you go.
One of the things that I've started to do is I kind of mentioned my to-do list, and some of these habits I want to create, I'm actually writing down in my to-do. So every day, that's written down. And I'm trying to think of the ones that I'm trying to do here. I'm going to use your example of, brush my teeth is a simple example. If I put brush my teeth at the top of my list and the bottom of my list, then when I look at my calendar, I see brush your teeth. I'm reminded of it again, and I get to check it off when I've done that. I need to do more writing, and I'm trying to set a goal to write a certain amount every day. So in my to-do list is write for 10 minutes. And I see that every time I check my calendar, I see those things that I need to do, and I'm reminded of them. So it's keeping it top of mind until it becomes a habit. And maybe a later discussion, we'll talk about how easy life is once we have these habits. But if we don't create them, like I said at the beginning, it's easy to read a book about habits. It's hard to actually create them. So keeping it top of mind, I'm going to jump back. Keeping it fun or making it fun is a great first step. And then keeping it top of mind. And one is in my calendar. Another that I haven't done, but I'm thinking about now, is to write down those habits, take a picture of them, and make that the wallpaper on my phone. So every time I open my phone, the first thing I see is these habits I'm supposed to be doing every day. And saying, okay, did I remember to do those? And I'm going to throw one more last idea out there before I turn it back to you. And that's a daily recap. So at the end of every day, sit down and say, did I do all the things I was supposed to? And it might be too late for some of those habits that we wanted. If we had a habit of doing push-ups every morning when we wake up, and it's nighttime when we look at our list and say, the recap and did I do it? But if it reinforces that idea, puts it back to top of mind, say, okay, either I can do some now or I need to remember in the morning. I need to remember. And really, I'm repeating myself, but making things top of mind, making them a conscious decision until they become unconscious. And I threw a bunch of ideas, so I'll throw it back to you to see if you like them, don't like them. I'm way off base, or I'm a genius. Whatever one, whichever way you want to go.
Which ones to start with?
Yeah.
You're absolutely right on all of those. It wrapping it into a nice bundle. You just got to try a bunch of things. It all depends on the person. Like some people, having simply just that vision and the distance will help them get the daily habits. Some people, it's creating fun ways to do it every single day to get there. Some people, like myself, tend to go towards the extremes on some things. So I don't know if you, Ian, or any of the listeners have watched the show Limitless with Chris Hemsworth, but basically what he does, it's a 6-episode series so far from National Geographic. And what he does is in each of the episodes, goes past what he thought was his limits, goes into like the depths of it and does this crazy challenge from it. So one of the episodes is like swimming, I think 250 yards in Arctic cold water. Another one is climbing 100-foot rope over 1,000-foot drop.
These are habits I'm not going to create, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. Another one is fasting. He fasted for 4 days in the episode, and they went into the thing about fasting. And so there's just like, it's a really cool show, but it's taking it to the extreme to learn it. And I've been a part of this new accountability group the last 2 weeks. And what the person in charge has had us do is create consequences and rewards, which we talked about the rewards, the fun part. But if you need that little kind of Pac-Man wagga 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 behind you trying to like push you, wagga wagga, I love that noise, wagga wagga wagga. If you need that little fire under you to push you, then have something that if you don't reach it, will I don't know if scare you or anything like that. I'll give an example to preface it, and this I'll end with this and then have you turn it back to you, Ian, for your final thoughts. But so for the last 2 weeks, my first week was hitting 10,000 steps every single day. If I got that 10,000 steps on the weekend, I was able to write in my fantasy book a chapter, which is something I am absolutely loving, but don't put time towards. And so every single day, I do my best to hit that 10,000 steps. And even if it was like 11:30 at night, I'm like, I got to do it. So I did the 10,000 steps. My motivation, though, wasn't always at the end of the week. It was the consequence if I didn't get it during the day, which that consequence is I would give my wife $50 so that she can spend it on anything she wants. Every day I did not hit 10,000 steps, I would give her another $50. Now, I love my wife. I would absolutely love to give her and let her shop to her heart's desire. But with our situation right now, and as we're growing, we're trying to save as much as we can. And so that gave me a little like Pac-Man motivation behind me to go forward. This week, I'm finishing up the chapters that I'm writing in a series. And my consequence, which this is the extreme part, is if I do not write a chapter a day, which thankfully I've gotten it so far, if I don't, then I have to shave my beard, my hair, and my eyebrows. Now, if anyone hasn't seen me when I did like my bald phase for a month, I do not look good bald. I have way too many dents, way too many things going on up there. Ian, you look fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
You pull it off very well. I do not. And we're having a kid in 2 weeks. And so if I don't hit it, I'm going to look like my baby when the baby comes. And so that gives me that kind of wagga wagga, Pac-Man, angry dog, whatever it is, that fire to get it done. So if it's like 11 o'clock at night or even 10 o'clock at night and I'm laying in bed and it's like, I want to go to bed, but I know I haven't done what I needed to today. So it's the extra push and motivation to get that thing done and to get that consistency habit. So, you know, we talked about the fun side, the reward, and there's also for those people who need that extra push for when it's late at night and you know something needs to get done, add a consequence onto it. It doesn't have to be extreme as to shave your whole head. It can be like tasting Vegemite, which is a disgusting Australian thing. It could be, this is something I'm doing next week, which is if I don't hit it, my little girls and wife get to do a full makeup and fingernail and toenail makeup job, paint job on me. So there's that other thing. But when we come to habits, everyone is different. Everyone has different ways to create them. And you just got to keep trying and trying. Maybe it's consequences, maybe it's fun. But just keep trying and trying until you find out what works for you. And that's what helps build that habit easier.
I love that. And you brought up a couple of really good points I have to touch on. First of all, with that $50 for your wife, did you find that she was hiding your shoes at that point to
make it harder? I made a joke with my accountability partner and my wife. I told them this and they're like, because I track it on my watch. And my accountability person says, you know, one day you're going to go to your wife and ask her where your watch is. And she's just like, oh, I don't know where your watch is. I guess I get $50 today. But yeah, that did come up in my mind.
Yeah. And I think on the other side, your wife is going to say, you need to write because you are not going to be shaving everything.
Oh, 100%. She has given me she has given me plenty of time to do that.
Yeah. But the whole concept there is another great one of an accountability partner in creating your habits. Do you have someone to hold you accountable and talk to about it? And a last point I want to make, and I probably should have made this at the very beginning. You know, I talked about laziness and all of that, but you need to think about why you are creating this habit. There has to be an actual desire behind it. It's got to be something that you want. And that has to be the root of everything else. If there's not a driving desire within you, if you can't see a strong benefit to do it, you're not going to create the habit. You know, I could try and have a habit of a cold shower every morning, to jump up and get in the cold shower, and as much as people tell me the benefits, I just don't see it. It's, to me, it's just a horrible experience. So why would I create a habit that I don't see a benefit in? So as we're looking at these habits we want to create, I think the very first thing we need to do is stop and say, why do I want this habit? What is this habit going to do for me that makes me want to put in the effort to build it? And sometimes we just need to think back to that initial motivation. And if that's there, then we're going to work on it. Because in the end, motivation is simply doing what we want to do. And if it's something that's not as fun, we need to create in our mind the way that makes that more fun. And some of these tools we talked about will do that, to make that habit more fun than not having the habit, or more pleasurable, or being more afraid of not having that habit than having it, with the punishment side you mentioned. So my final, I guess, words with that, if we're thinking about habits we want to create, it needs to be something that we care about, that's important to us, and think about these habits and how they're going to change our lives for the better. And always have that in our mind as well. So it doesn't have to be a huge, but small changes for big results, to paraphrase the cover of Atomic Habits. So with that, I want to thank you for, especially Mr. Blake, for joining us today and sharing your wisdom and experience and knowledge. Always look forward to that. For our listeners, thank you for listening. If you want to find out more about what we do, go to mychampioncircle.com. If you have comments, things that you liked, didn't like, think we're just idiots, send an email to info@mychampioncircle.com. Please don't write those comments in the reviews, only good comments there. Bad ones, you can just email us. If you would like to participate with us as a guest on the show, again, send an email to us at info@mychampioncircle.com, and we will run you through a rigorous background check and decide if we think you're worthy of being on the show or not. Seriously, we would love to have some guests on here and get some more perspectives. So with that, thank you everyone for joining us, and join us again next week as we're about to finish up Atomic Habits by James Clear. So any comments people have before then, send us an email and let's get those ideas onto the air as well. Thank you and have a wonderful week. I'll turn it to Will.